Via de l'Imperi Romà, Ximenes House, Antore den Tintore. Josep Maria Jujol Gibert, one of the principal architects of the city of Tarragona, was given the task of renovating the Ximenes House. Jujol collaborated with Gaudí on some of his main works, La Sagrada Familia, the Milà House, La Pedrera, the Batlló House, El Parcuel, the Forum of Barcelona, and the Cathedral of Palma de Mallorca. As you will see, when you come to the best-known work of Jujol in Tarragona, the Metropole Theatre, the importance of the artist lies in his use of different artistic styles and in the creative freedom associated with his work. Jujol did not limit himself to architectural design. He designed and constructed churches, public buildings, commercial and industrial buildings, and also renovated existing buildings. He also worked as a draftsman and designer of liturgical objects, textiles, furniture, and decorations for facades, among other things. Jujol spent his whole life surrounded by the splendour of Catalan modernism, and his long career also covered no-centricism and architectural rationalism. The house in front of you was part of a commission by Canon Ximenes to restore an old building set against the walls of Tarragona, posing a challenge for the architect, who did not want to further damage the Roman remains. The solution was to create a discreet architectural facade. Only the balcony ironwork and the carvings interrupt the uniformity of the building, giving it a dynamic and light feel. The facade is the main feature, and the building also has another entrance at the back, from Carrer Salines. The building is currently a private residence and cannot be visited. The building has three floors, and there is also a tower providing access to a terrace. There are three balconies on the facade, a large one on the first floor, a smaller one on the next floor, and an even smaller one that leads from the terrace to the tower. One of the characteristic features of these balconies are the decorative seats at either end. Here, Jujol uses great imagination and demonstrates his skill in working with wrought ironwork. These seats would normally be placed inside the building so people could look out without being seen. In this case, however, Jujol has put them outside. The most creative and imaginative aspect of the interior are the banisters of the first set of stairs that are similar to those of the exterior balconies. The carvings on the facade deserve a special mention. They include floral decorations and garlands and make the building both dynamic and harmonious. They were designed by Jujol, who also designed the Ave Maria inscription you can see on the lintel of the entrance. In 1898, some graffiti damage was restored, and the building was returned to its full grandeur. Lastly, we should point out the ironwork inscription on the facade, displaying the initials JHS, an abbreviation of the name of Jesus in Greek capital letters. These were removed during the Civil War, but replaced afterwards. Continuing down the Via dell'Imperi Roma, outside number 13, you can see the exterior of a fortified tower that dates back to the 13th and 14th centuries. This is part of a defensive tower attached to the Roman walls, known as Torre del Tintore, or the Tower of St. Dominic. It is made from stone and mortar and is rectangular in shape. The upper part still conserves some of its defensive features. If you look closely, you can still see a Roman inscription engraved halfway up the tower. For a complete description of the medieval walls of Tarragona, see clip number 19. Walking a short distance more will bring you to the Rambla Villa. You are now standing outside number 28, the Church of St. Francis.